Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. A glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
You betrayed me.
No, I didn't. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Hey, welcome back here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
You need some decaf.
He does need some decaf. You know, by the way, we are taking calls this evening, but we're only taking calls really on this subject matter. So if you have a call or a concern that has to do with the resolutions and New Year's resolutions, we'd love to hear them. Otherwise, we'll be taking other calls next week that we talked about. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that you listen, and we can't wait to hear from you next week. So, okay, we're talking New Year's resolutions. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. And I know that 80% of America makes New Year's resolutions. Okay, some of you can say, I don't make one. Some people say, I make goals. And that's cool, too. And I got some Facebook messages as well as some tweets, as well as some personal emails and some, you know, commercial emails telling me about different goal setting that people have made. And I respect that. It's kind of the same thing, but we're going to just define it as resolutions tonight, okay? So, last week, us three, Dano, Billy, and I, were talking about our resolution, but we haven't disclosed it yet. We haven't disclosed our resolution yet. All three of ours are different. They're all completely different. And some of them are more intriguing than others. You know, some of them are very juicy. Other are just, you know, critical things that we have to do. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And we're going to lead off our discussion on New Year's resolution. We're going to lead them off with Dano. And I don't know, Dan, you actually texted me earlier tonight. And you said, you know, hey, I made my New Year's resolution on the 1st, and it's about health and well-being. It's kind of in that category. And so, Dano, tell our listeners what your resolution is for this year, 2014.
Well, what I've decided to do is to start eating more healthier. Because working in radio, and I'm sure Bill can testify to this as well.
Hallelujah.
Your hours are so really... You don't know when you're going to work, and so the fast food places are the best choices. So you could be working like the morning shift, afternoon shift, or even like the late overnight shift. And so if you don't have time to sit down and eat, then that's your only other option. And so you find yourself spending like more money going there than you would just staying at home and eating at home. So what we've decided to do is just go to the store and just stock up on healthier foods at the house and just eat at the house.
So I think a lot of people actually listening to the show right now can actually fall into accordance with this. So you're at work, you go to work early, you like drive by Whataburger in the morning. Or maybe during the day you have a 30-minute lunch. Or maybe you have a very short lunch. So you get some fast food, you bring it back, you eat at your desk. Or at your working nights, let's say. And so you go pick up the food, you sit there and you eat. And I watch y'all do it. I've seen y'all do it. I've seen you both do it. I've seen everybody in this complex do it. Every time. Radio is one of those things, and I think there's a lot of things like that, where people have to eat on the go, whatever they can eat. So you've made this testimony, this resolution, that you're going to eat healthier no matter what.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start off. The first thing was that, you know, you're already on your way because you only made one resolution, which is a cool thing. You didn't make like five. You didn't say, I'm going to do this, 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 and that. So that's good. So you're already like 12% there. Okay, so do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you can actually pull this off?
Oh, yeah, I know I can because we've already started. We've made the list. We know what we're going to get every time we go to the store. You know, this is, we're getting this, we're getting this. We're staying away from that. We've already cut out all the junk food. All the junk food that we had is now in the trash.
Yay! So. That's good. So you've already gone the distance to make it happen.
Right.
You're not just hiding stuff in the back of the pantry going, okay, well, just in case.
Well, if there is stuff in the back of the pantry, I did not put it there.
Oh, okay, good.
Throw the Mrs. under the bus. Yeah. How cold is the couch there, Dana?
Oh, yeah. Wow. No, but true. I mean, there are issues. Like, there are sidelines, you know. And sometimes people use that as not only, some people can use that as a crutch, but other people use that as a way of validation. So, for example, when I quit smoking, like, a few years ago, I actually kept a pack of cigarettes in my car and a pack of cigarettes in my purse at all times. And the reason for, and a lighter. And the reason for that is because I didn't want to be that person that was like, oh, I don't have one. That was one. That's one side. Because sometimes people that are like addicted to smoking, the thing is they don't have one, so then they have to smoke. So I wanted to make sure that was out. But the other thing was I wanted to always be able to have it, but I just knew what was best for me and I didn't smoke. Didn't ever smoke one of those cigarettes. I actually gave those packs to a friend of mine. And they were like, oh my gosh, this stuff is so stale. It's like the stalest cigarettes, but they still smoked them anyway. They still smoked them. So there you go. And the lighters work fine too. So, you know, you never know what side of that. But have you used your imagination to see yourself, you know, really making this resolution reality? Have you like kind of visualized yourself going into work, carrying your food, doing that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've actually done that. I didn't bring anything with me tonight because, you know, I ate before I came over here. But in the future, I see myself doing that.
That's good.
Because it's a lot cheaper and it's just, you know, more money for me.
See, that's good. And you did your homework. So you were just saying earlier that you actually went to the store, y'all got the right things, you got rid of the other stuff that wasn't good. So you kind of went out of the way to make it happen.
Right.
Okay, you didn't just like pile it on top of the stuff that doesn't work.
No, no.
That's good. See, we're already halfway there.
I'm liking this.
This is good. Yeah. This is really good. This works. Okay, this works, you know. And the good thing is you did your homework, but also it seems to me that you said that your wife and you both are agreeing to it. So you're surrounding yourself with other people that are making like-minded choices.
Correct.
Wow. This is good. Like I told you last week, we were talking about that. I was like, the last thing you want to do is try to quit smoking when your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend is sitting there just blowing smoke in your face. Going, I don't know why you want to quit smoking as they chain smoke a whole pack of cigarettes with you. It doesn't work. It's bad. And it makes you sad. And you know what happens usually? You go back. Because somebody needs somebody to smoke with. And the next thing you know, you're saying, well, I'm missing out all this time or whatever. Or just the idea of, I want a cigarette. And this person's smoking cigarettes day and night right in my house. Why aren't I smoking? So you got that covered. This is good. Okay, so number 7. Are you hanging out with people who respect you and your choice? Yes, you are.
Yes.
Gosh. And number 8, have you already caught yourself getting in your own way? Have you ever made any excuses yet?
I did today, but I didn't act on it. Because we were actually sitting there in the living room this afternoon, and both of us were kind of like, well, I'm getting hungry, and I know you're getting hungry. Do you want to go to McDonald's? And we both just kind of, well, no, we can't do that. So we almost slipped back, but we did not.
Good job.
But you had a built-in support system, though. You know, you're kind of helping each other out.
Right.
It's a lot of, you know, I think, actually, a lot of times it's better to have, like, a, what do you want to call it? Somebody who can be there to
help support you. But also somebody else that's in the same boat.
Yes.
You know, cause, so you both have a stake in it, you know, and so.
Like a support system.
Yeah, and you have to answer to the other person if you, like, mess up. If you go to McDonald's, if you went to McDonald's, you'd be like, where are you going? What are you doing? You know, you'd be like, I'm going to McDonald's. Like, no, you're not. You know, I mean, and then go back and forth. So you had somebody else that you had to sit there and say, you know what, we shouldn't go. And that was good. So how did you feel after that?
I felt better after that, you know, because one, we saved some money by going there. And then plus we already had stuff in the refrigerator. So all we did was just take it out and just cook it and eat it.
See, that works. See, that's good. That's good. And it applies for a lot of things, too. And it doesn't have to, you don't even have to be doing the same resolution as other people. But when people are like-minded, that means that they're wanting to make changes to better their life. They're wanting to make the necessary changes to better their life. And it's not hard to do. People make it a big deal. You'll hear infomercials on it. You'll hear all kinds of shows on it day after day after day about how you have to use their system. No, you just have to follow these 8 things and you got it made. That's it. It's not that hard. It's easy breezy. And that's what's so cool about it. You know, hey, you want to check out, I've written a lot of blogs and I've gotten some really cool stuff on the website and redone it as well. And I put a lot of work into it.
The new website.
The new website. And all you have to do is go to ashleyburgess.com.
How do you spell Burgess?
It doesn't matter. You can spell it any way you want to, and it's still going to come to me.
Cool.
AshleyBurgess.com.
I love it.
So we got the B-E-R-G-E-S, or we got the B-U-R, whatever you want to spell it, but it's AshleyBurgess.com. If you've been going to Live Your True Life, that's cool, too, because it's going to go there as well. But AshleyBurgess.com, just check it out. You're going to really like it because it is so easy to use. It's so easy to take in, and it's so cool to look at. I mean, I worked a lot on it. And I'll have to get some props for some other people out there that worked with me. So I really appreciate that. So check it out when you get a chance and look at it, because it's got some really good stuff on it. It's even got some more stuff on it that we're going in this direction tonight. You can actually get some little sneak peeks on some stuff that's coming up next week. So when we come back, we'll be talking more about resolutions. We'll finish up talking about Dano's as well as go to Bill's resolution and how he plans to implement his resolution this year. Oh yeah, and I forgot. My resolution is coming up as well after the break. So stay tuned, and there'll be more perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And you know what? Yeah, we'll be back in two shakes.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. skintastic.com. Your beauty realized.